The White House wants to eliminate funding for water and sewer projects in Alaska Native villages. That's according to a proposal revealed by the Washington Post this week that would cut more than 25% from the Environmental Protection Agency's budget. If the water and sewer program disappears, the fallout would hit the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta the hardest. Daryl John is the tribal administrator for Quigilingak. He says the village is thankful for the money it receives from the federal government. He's referring to the more than $2 million Quigilingak got from the EPA last year to expand its sewage lagoon. The project will begin this summer in a village that began installing flush and haul systems in 2000. That year is also when Quigilingak dug its first lagoon.
Everybody was using honey buckets.
And where were they dumping their waste then?
To their personal honey bucket pits.
Where are those personal pits?
Wherever the homeowner chose to dig.
Some homes in Quigilingak still use honey buckets. In Congiganak, all the homes do.
Most of the villages in YK area, we still live in a third world country, where we don't have water and sewer projects.
Ronald Andrew is the Congiganak tribal administrator. Congiganak also got EPA funds last year, more than $1.2 million, to upgrade its laundry facilities, build another watering point, and restore its sewage lagoon.
The south wind has been eroding the north side of the sewage lagoon. And pretty soon, if it keeps eroding, it's going to start leaking out to the end of the village.
The other direction it could leak, Andrew says, is towards the river. This week, the Washington Post reported that an unreleased White House budget proposal wants to cut more than a quarter of the funding for the Environmental Protection Agency. That cut would include eliminating the Alaskan Native Villages and Rural Communities Water Grant Program, which last year got $20 million. Bill Griffith, a facilities program manager with the Department of Environmental Conservation, says there's a reason why most of the program's money goes to villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
Well, because it's a challenging place to develop water and sewer infrastructure. Many of the communities in that region are very difficult to find good water sources. They lack the kind of soils that make construction easy. You know, it's not easy to mine gravel and build roads and bury pipe in a lot of communities.
The communities also don't have the income or population base to generate the millions of dollars needed to build and maintain these systems. Without them, the health of a village suffers. A study from the Center for Disease Control compared rural Alaskans living with and without running water. It found children living in homes without running water were 10 times more likely to have viral pneumonia, severe bacterial infections, or skin infections. Adults were more likely to have pneumonia, influenza, and skin infections like boils. Also, researchers have found rates of dental cavities are 2 to 7 times higher in villages without fluorinated running water. In 1995, Congress authorized the EPA to create the Alaska Native Villages and Rural Communities Water Grant Program to combat these health and water problems in Alaska Native villages. There's still a long way to go. As of last year, more than 4,500 homes in rural Alaska still lacked in-home piped water and sewer service. President Donald Trump, in a speech to a joint session of Congress Tuesday, said his administration wants to work with Republicans and Democrats
to invest in women's health and to promote clean air and clean water and to rebuild our military and our infrastructure.
While Trump mentioned rebuilding the nation's military and infrastructure multiple times, this was the only time he mentioned clean water. And whenever Trump referred to infrastructure, it was never in relation to water or sewer. The Washington Post reports the savings from the proposed EPA cuts would go to the military and national security. Congress, however, has the ultimate authority to approve where federal money is allocated. Quigilingak Tribal Administrator Daryl John says federal politicians who think the EPA is spending too much money in rural Alaska have never lived here.
If the people that have the opinion of thinking that the money that's being provided to these communities is too much, they're so wrong.
The Trump budget is still in preparation. His Office of Management and Budget has sent targets to each department. The Interior Department would be cut 10%, the State Department 37%. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.